AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The armed wing of the Palestinian militant group Hamas is warning it will kill an Israeli hostage every time Israel's military bombs civilian targets in the Gaza Strip without warning. Israel is ordering a complete siege of Gaza following the Hamas attacks. John Alterman with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the hostage angle is not in Israel's strategy.
In many ways, Israel not only has a script for how to do this, but Israel has developed target sets over years. Things in many ways, except for the hostage element, Israel knows how to start this.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's deeply distressed by Israel's announcement of a complete siege of the Gaza Strip. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy wants President Biden to step up.
Turn off the barbecue and speak to the American people. Be the leader the world is looking for. Otherwise, the world will stay unsafe.
The Nobel Prize in Economics goes to a Harvard professor. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Claudia Golden has won the Nobel Economics Prize for her research that advances understanding the gender gap in the labor market, something she says the U.S. was once the leader in.
Our labor force participation rate for women was the highest in the world. And now it isn't the highest in the world.
Golden found various factors for this after research spanning 200 years, mainly.
There are an interaction between what happens in the home and what happens in the labor market.
The 77-year-old is just the third woman to win the Nobel Economics Prize. I'm Julie Walker.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he will run for president as an independent and drop his Democratic presidential bid. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. Major U.S. airlines are suspending flights to Israel.
American Airlines, United Airlines, and Delta Airlines have lifted services as the State Department issued travel advisories for the region, citing potential for terrorism and civil unrest. United says it allowed two scheduled flights out of Tel Aviv late Saturday and early Sunday and accommodated its customers, crews, and employee travelers who were at the airport. Delta adds its Tel Aviv flights have been cancelled into this week. The airline says it's monitoring the situation and making adjustments accordingly. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Native people celebrated their history today with events across the country marking Indigenous Peoples Day. From a sunrise gathering at a lake in Minneapolis to a rally outside the State House in Augusta, Maine, the ceremonies, dances, and speeches came 2 years after President Biden officially commemorated Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.